I had an old brother call me the other day. He said, Pastor Robert, he said, you are a crusty, crabby. That's what he said. I said, bless you, brother. He said, you are a crusty old, cantankerous, bonafide preacher of the truth. He was saying, they just don't put it on like you no more. The man called me from Wisconsin. He said, I scanned the dial all day. He said, I know every, all over the world I find them. I got the equipment to do it. He said, but they're not there. They're not there, preacher. He said, you're crusty. Crusty. That's what he called me. You're a crusty preacher. I said, thank you, brother. Bless you kindly. When he began to say, I said, thank you kindly. God bless you. My heart began to rejoice. He said, they're feeding them lies, preacher. This generation doesn't know the truth. They're full of lies. They don't understand the truth. Messiah didn't lie here. If he lied, then the whole book is a lie. I know what man has done. They have. You must understand that these English words really do not express the true meaning of what Yahweh tried to convey to us. That is why you need the Spirit, saint. That's why Yokohana, when he wrote to Geisha, he said, you need not any man teach you. He was a man. For the same Spirit, the Ruah of Yahweh, it will teach you all things. It will teach you the law. Why? Because he has written the law. He has not chanced the laws on a piece of stone like this. He has written them in our hearts and in the inward parts of our hearts too. That's why he has put in his law. He has not put them on a stone that we go and reverence a stone or anything like that. He's put them in the inside of our hearts. That's why he has put in them. That we can know, saints. And the Spirit of Yahweh was saying that's righteous. That's no, you got to lift him up. You got to extol him. And what we have been done, we have been brought under this bondage of this religious, or the religious traditions, and our eyes have been blinded. And that's just the truth, saints. Just like those apostles, their eyes were blinded. Even though they followed him, and they followed him, and they went behind him. There were 5,000 that followed him with the fish and the loaves. When he told them, you're going to have to give all, they all forsook him. That's the way man is. Why? Because they were never his. Those 12 that he had called out of the world, they were his. Even though he had chose one and he was a devil, he knew he was a devil. He knew he was a son of perdition. He had given him part of the ministry too. He had obtained part of the ministry. He intended that. Admitted that he had obtained part of the truth of Yahweh. But yet he has no power in their souls. Because it's not mixed with faith. There's no faith in them. They have no faith. They got a Sunday school sermon at some whorehouse. But ain't no faith. He kept them in the Father's name, saints. He kept them in the Father's name. Nor the name he kept them in. He did not keep, he kept them in the Father's name. He kept them in thy name. He kept them. Verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them what? In your name. Those whom you gave me, I have what? And none of them are what?
Lost.
Except who?
None.
The son of perdition. So that what reason? Well, what scripture had to be fulfilled? Was it that covenant or what we call the old covenant? It was the old covenant. He said, all that you have given me, I've kept them in your name. We must be kept in the Father's name. That's why folks that they say, I'm saved, sanctified, they're not saved. We must be kept in his name, saints. And in this hour, we're going to need that name to be preserved against what things are headed toward us. This nation is going to fall. I don't care what these wicked folks tell you. This nation is going to fall. She's a wicked nation. She's a corrupt nation. She's a selfish, unholy nation. And you don't even know the things that she does. I was listening the other day. It was hard for me to fathom and to believe how much money she borrows from China and India. You would think that she lends money. I mean hundreds of billions of dollars every day. And this foolish nation think, I'm someone because you're a servant to a $1,000 house payment. You're a fool. That's what you are. A wise man will get him a little piece of land, learn how to build a house, and he will build him one. That's a wise man to me. It doesn't take much to make a man a slave. You got a $1,500 of my house payment, and you out there slaving like a fool just to make a house payment. You know you are an ignorant person. I don't care what you say. You ain't blessed. Oh, I'm blessed. You're a liar. That you're working 30 years to pay for that. You're blessed. You're a fool. That's the truth. That's how this world is. It's such a stupid world, they believe that. You can't have two masters. You got to serve your all way. You're going to serve man one. But of course, that's what these whorehouses have taught us. But that's a blessing. Brother, that ain't no blessing having no $1,500, $2,000 a month house payment. That's a burden. Are you afraid to miss a day from work? Because if you do, they're going to take it back. That ain't no blessing. That's a foolish thing. Oh, you want to keep up with the Joneses and say you're something because you got a house? You are not. That's stupid. Just give me someone to lay my head. I'm good. Give me something to eat. Someone to lay my head. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. So we have on our war garments. So soldier may have to sleep in the field. May have to sleep a little bit. It's a little cold. May have to sleep in the rain. Hey, when I was in the military, we did. I knew it was in the rain. Cold, wet. They were preparing us for Vietnam in case something rose up again. So you had to be a soldier. You had to dress it right and cover it down. You had to be ready for combat. So we're soldiers. That ain't no blessing. Whereby you labor to serve your flesh and to serve some man. That's wrong. Yahweh never intended for us to do that.
No.
He never intended for us to really go on jobs and labor.
No.
He never.
No.
He never.
No.
He never. No. When Yisrael was in Goshen, they worked there together.
Right.
They worked. Yeah. That's how the nation of Yisrael is established today.
Yeah.
By the kibbutz.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, little places like this are kibbutz.
Yeah.
And they would do the work and they could work the way they want to. They could keep the feast days of Yahweh.
Yeah.
That's the truth, saints. He kept them in the Father's name. He didn't keep them in the apostolic faith. He didn't keep them in the Baptist way. He said, I've kept them in your name, Father. Now, this is his prayer. This is a prayer of intercession here. That's what this prayer is about. And he's praying because he wanted to make sure they would say, everything is in line. He's done all things right according to the will of the Father. He didn't want to do anything outside of the will of the Father. He had to make sure. He had to make sure. Why? Because Gethsemane was next. So he began to cry to make sure. Father, I've kept them in thy name. I've kept them. He said, I've lost none except the son of perdition. And the only reason he was lost, that scriptures may be fulfilled. You may know that this was the will of Yahweh. He says, but now I am coming to you. And these things I speak in the world that they might have my joy fulfilled in them. Messiah pleased not himself, but the reproaches of the reproach were upon him. The shame, the taunting was upon him. See, this is our joy, that we don't please ourselves, but we please the Father. And he pleased the Father in everything he did. That's what he did, saints. It may look as though that it wasn't the right thing, but it was the right thing. He said, I'm coming to you. Don't you know that we're going to leave this earth one day? We're going to leave this realm of life? So we're going to spend our lives trying to please flesh. And we work all of our lives and we still have nothing. Go to the grave with nothing. Just like the rich young ruler said to him, good master, tell me what must I do to inherit eternal life? Tell me. He said, keep the commandments. He said, I've done all that. He said, I've kept the commandments of my youth up. I've done all that. And the Messiah said to him, first of all, you got to do what the law says and what Moshek and the prophets have said. And then you will have eternal life. I'll read it just like he said it. It says in Matthew, I'll just hold on. Just stay right there in your kahana. I want to read this. Matthew 19, 16 and 17. And behold, one came with him saying, good rabbi, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? He says, and he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that Yahweh. He said, but if thou wilt have eternal life, keep the commandments. You got to do what the Father says. You got to keep the commandments. We got to do what he says. And this generation teaches us we know how to do that. Messiah commanded them to baptize in the name of the Father. He said, this I command you. And Lord, you do this. This I command you. He commanded them to do that, baptized in the name of the Father. I don't believe Peter disobeyed him. I don't believe Peter went baptized in the name of Yeshua. Evil Yeshua. I believe he baptized in the name of the Father because his Father, Son is in the Father and they're one. And so that name of the Father covered the Son's name. I believe he went baptized in the name of Yahweh. By the witness of Yeshua Messiah, because they received the infilling of the Spirit. And I don't believe after he received that, because the Spirit of Yahweh guides you in all truth and all righteousness. I don't believe he spoke something else to them. I don't believe that, saints. I don't believe he went against that word, because the Spirit will not speak anything of itself, but everything that it has heard. And Messiah said, you baptize them in the name of the Father. In the name of the Father. No, not in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, as they say. Even when he said, you baptize them in the name. In the Father's name. That's what he meant. You go baptize them in the name of the Father Yahweh. You tell them Father Yahweh. You baptize them in Father Yahweh's name. In water. That's the way they should be baptized. Not in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or Jesus Christ the Lord. You must be baptized in the Father's name. In the name of Yahweh. We must be baptized in the Father's name. Why? Because we're kept in the Father's name. Messiah said, I've kept them in your name. He has kept them in the Father's name. He will not teach something different than what he has kept them in. So we are baptized in the Father's name. We must be baptized in the Father's name. Truth. That's the truth. He says this. I'm going to move on. In verse 14. He says, but I have given them, it says, your word, your law, Yahweh, and the world has loved them. Amen. The world hates them because why? They are not of the world. Amen. Just as I am not of the world. The world loves you, you are the world. Now that's just it. He said they hate them because they're not of the world. They're not going to do things the way the world does it. They're not going to practice their religion like the world. They're not going to practice the world's religion. He said the world hates them because they're in your name. And the world hates that name today. They despise the name of Yahweh. Well, that isn't his name. Every denomination in America would tell you that is his name. And the song's name is Yahshua. But we've gone along so far using Jesus, we're just going to keep it that way. Lies. 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 They all know it. From the Catholic whorehouse down to the apostolic whorehouse. Down to the Jehovah Witnesses. I was reading an article and they say, we know that's his true name and the true rendition. But we have done Jehovah so long, we don't want to change that. They're fools. That's just like a man said, I know the strong heart is right to rest. But we've been keeping Sunday so long, so we're not going to do that. That's a fool. And you ought to know that it's of the world, because the whole world, that's their day of celebration. Whether they're Muslims, whatever kind of religion they are, Sunday is the day. I don't care whether they're Buddhists, whether they're Catholics, that's the day. Whether they're Hindus, they all gather on Sunday. It is the Sunday. That's why it's named after the sun god. We Shabbat. The seventh day we rest. We cease from our labor. We rest on the Shabbat. It is the Shabbat of Yahweh. And to come into his house and worship him. He said, Father, I want to tell you something. He said, I do not pray that you would take them out of this world, but that you would keep them from the evil one, from Satan. See, that was his prayer. He said, keep them from the wicked one. That's his. We're gonna be tried by the wicked one of this hour. It's gonna be a true test. He said, I don't want you to take them out of the world now, but I want your name to be proven in the world. But you keep them from the wicked one. He said, they are not of the world, just as I'm not of the world. Messiah was not of the world. Look what he says to them. He says, sanctify them through your law. That's what, because he says law is truth. Psalms 119, 144, the righteousness, he said, thy righteousness is everlasting. And thy law is the truth. So you keep them through your law. He said, sanctify them through your law. Your law is truth and your word is truth. He says, just as you have sent me into the world, so have I also sent them into the world. And on behalf of them, because of them, Father, he said, I sanctify myself so that they are all, so that they may be sanctified through the truth, through every word of Yahweh, so that they may be sanctified through your truth, Yahweh. Then he says in verse 20, I do not pray for these alone. Thank you, Messiah. Who did he pray for? But also for those that will believe on me through their word. See, they were his, but how can you hear unless you have a preacher? How can you believe him in whom you have not heard? They were his. And so when they began to speak, they believed on him. Verse 21, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you. That they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. He said, that's important that the world believe that you've sent me. And we must believe that he has been sent. By who? Father Yahweh. We have to believe that. He said, and the glory which you gave me, I give them, that they may be one or in unity, just as we are one or in unity. He said, I in them, you in me, so that they may be made perfect in unity or in oneness. And that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as ye have loved me. Now he's saying the 18th chapter, death. He's betrayed there. Look at what he says here now. Father, it is my will that they whom you gave me also be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. He calls him a righteous father. He says, oh righteous father, the world has known you. See, the world has not known him. But I have known you. And these have known that you sent me. And as he closed, look at this now. He said, I have made what? I have made your name known to them. It says in that rendition how it reads, I have what? See, that's what it means to make known. That's what declare is, to make known. Right at the threshold of death, he closed his prayer. Father, I have made known to them your name. And I will continue to make it known. That the love with which you love me may be in them and I in them. He said, I have made known your name unto them. Chapter 18, a few verses. When Yahshua had thus spoken, he went out with his disciples beyond Kidron Valley, where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered into that place. So he had prayed a profound prayer. He had said, Father, I've kept them in thy name. I've made your name known unto them. That is the only way that those whom Yahweh reveals his name to in this hour are going to be kept. And once he's revealed his name unto you, you can't despise it. He has a name. The Father has a name. He is not showing it to the world because he has no intention to save the world. They're going to die by the billions. And in hell, they're going to lift up their eyes. Well, that's not so. They're dying by the millions every day.
They died in darkness and in sin.
Yes.
They have no understanding of the Father.
No,
no desire for truth.
No.
Because Yahweh never intended for them to know and to understand. Only the ones that He had given unto the sons would know His name. And there is a name that must be known in this hour. We must know the name of the Father.
Yes.
And if we don't know that name of the Father, then somewhere we have missed that, saints. Our doctrine and our ways and our theological approach will not teach us that. It will not. Those that He has called, those that He has elected before the foundation of the earth, He's going to reveal that truth to. And that's it. Messiah couldn't have prayed a prayer of life here. This is either a prayer of intercession or it is false. It is a profound prayer of intercession. And He deals contiguously with the Father. Father, in Thy name, they are kept.
Yes.
You have kept them in Thy name.
Yes.
Not in His authority, saints.
Oh.
In Thy name.
Yes.
In Thy name, we are going to be kept in the name of the Father. And that's the truth. First Peter chapter 1, verse 5, it says this. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. 1 Peter 1:5. Who are kept by the power of Yahweh through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We are kept by the power of Yahweh. It says there by the power of God, doesn't it? We are kept by the power of Yahweh through faith unto salvation. That shall be revealed in the last time. It is the power of Yahweh. Messiah is the hope of Yahweh. The Son kept us in the Father's name. Any man that say that he loved Yahweh's commandment, we will know that we are the elect of Yahweh because we keep His commandments. Any man that say that he loved Yahweh and keeping not His commandment, he is a liar, and the truth is not in that man. He that say, I love Yahweh and keeping not His commandment, he's a liar, and the truth is not in him. We're going to know that we are the elect of Yahweh because we're going to keep His commandments. We're going to keep the laws of Yahweh. That is the seal of our apostleship, our sonship of the Yahweh. He came to fulfill all the law, the laws of Moshe, the Psalms and the prophets. He was a disciple of the Father. And we must keep His commandments. We must do what He's commanded us to do. His commandment is His form of government. He governs our lives. And He is going to always govern our lives. Look at this wicked world. The Baptist got a government. The Pentecostal got a government. The Lutheran got a government. They all got different governments. Well, I don't see what is wrong to do. Where the African Episcopal Methodists that they ordained faggots and women. They were one of the first organizations to do that. Ordained open fags. You tell me that's the law of Yahweh. They have the spirit of Yahweh there. Anyone that sits under that damnable eye doctrine, they'll go to hell like them. You're not going to ordain a faggot and say that this is Yahweh doing this. You sit under a lying doctrine like that. Ordain women and make them priests and have a manly authority. That should not be. The woman should be talking like a man. You said in that damnable lie, you go to hell. These lying dogs, these preachers out here, they're after one thing, they're after money. They're greedy dogs. They're fat, greedy dogs, and they love money. They love the slumber, they love the sleeper, and they're greedy dogs. And that's all they want. They'll ordain a hog if they can get money from that. Whatever you go into the kingdom. That's what scripture says. Yes, Israel, Yisroel has waxed fat. That's what we have done. We have waxed fat. We think it's all about us. It's about me. You are a lie. It's not about you. Messiah did not seek to please himself. He wanted to please the Father. You can't seek to please you. Well, I'm too uncomfortable with that. But that's what he meant to do, to make you uncomfortable. He doesn't tend to make you comfortable.
No.
You sit before a king, you tell me you're going to be comfortable sitting before him in this old body of flesh.
No.
I don't care how rich you think you are, he's richer than you.
No.
I don't care what you think you got, he got more than you got. I don't think what you think you know, he knows more than you know.
I don't care what kind of power you think you possess. He got all power. So you tell me you're going to sit before his presence. You're just going to feel comfortable? Like playing with your little daughter or little puppet dog? Because he's constantly searching and reproving and showing you your sins and your vile ways and those unclean things in your heart and in your spirit. You're not going to sit before him and feel relaxed. He doesn't intend for you to do that. He intends to cut you. Show your corrupt, filthy ways. The only way we're going to be kept is in the name of the Father in this hour. For there are going to be many kinds of strange. They call themselves messiahs. Or they're going to be false Christ, all right? Because that's what this world is looking for. Yeah, they're looking for what they call an antichrist. They're going to find them, all right? And yet all of them are trying to apply a name to that, what the one they call the Antichrist, aren't they? And yet when it comes to the Father, he's the no-name elusive thing that roams in the spheres of the heavens. He has no name. Lies. We're kept in his name. And the Son cannot keep us in the name of Jesus, Jesus, or any of those names. He has to keep us in the name of Yahweh. His name transcends every law, every culture, every language, every tongue. His name, because it is Yahweh, it must be said Yahweh. I don't care if you're in India, in China, in Russia, it must be said Yahweh. That's it. His name transcends that. Just, you tell me the laws of Yahweh doesn't transcend every country? Thou shalt not murder. You tell me that doesn't transcend every culture and every country? His law still. You worship him. We were down there at that hotel yesterday. The woman said, I'll give you a price better than my husband. Of course, she called me back and said, no, she gave you too good of a price. And she said to me, I explained what the situation was. She said, we're all God's children. And they had all these Hindu gods in there. I just looked at the thing. Oh, we all God's children. I will do you nice because we all God's children. What? Which one? There are 320 million gods in the Hindu religion. And they call them all gods. They're all known as gods. He never ascribed that to himself, God. Never. He never ascribed himself El or Elohim or Eloah. He's Yahweh. I'm Father. He's always come to us as a Father. He expressed himself to man as a Father. He never intended to be known as a Lord or in that sense that I rule over you, I do that. He wants to be known as a Father. Father Yahweh. Father. Yes. And we ought to delight to do his will, like Messiah. I delight to do thy will. Yes. You got to love it, Father. You got to delight to do what he says. It's good to have a Father that loves you. Good daddy that takes care of you and watches over your soul. You ought to delight to do what he tells you to do. That's the truth. So Messiah delighted to do the will of the Father. So I want to find out what that name is that he prayed to the Father. I've kept them in thy name. I want to find that out. I don't want to shuck on that one. If they were kept in that name, and not any of them were lost in that name except the one that was predestined to go to hell. He kept them all in that name. Come on, saints. He said, while I was with them, I kept them in thy name. I want to find out what that name is. If he kept even Kepha, if he kept Yokohana, denied Messiah before the cock crowed, he had denied him thrice. Old Thomas said, unless I touch his side, unless I feel it, I will not. Even. I want to know that name that kept Thomas when he was rebellious and in sin. I want to know that name. And if there's a name that he was kept in that name, Messiah said, I've kept them in thy name. Now, Father, you keep them in thy name. I want to know that name that is able to keep me, even when I'm in falling short and sin and walking in darkness. I want to know that name. And they all walked in darkness. And yet because they were called of the fallen chosen. And his name revealed unto them, they were kept in that name, the knowledge of that name and the truth of that name. And that is why Satan is doing all he can. He's getting these novices to speak against the name. They don't know nothing. They will not seek out truth. They will not study things out. They will not inquire. They're going on emotions. They're going on feelings. They're going on what they think. It's not because they have concrete evidence. What they have is an emotion, a feeling, and a thought. And it's based upon lies and their feelings. You speak against his name. They're fools. They're fools. At least I will try to find out, is that so? I want to find out, is it so? Or is that a pagan name? When I search it out and I look at things, when I see things, I know that the name Jesus is not the Father's name. I know that that lie named Jehovah is not the Father's name. Nor Yeshua. Does away with Yah. That's his name, Yahweh. Yahweh. Messiah came in his Father's name. He came in the Father's name. He said, because I come in my Father's name, you receive me not. And if another man come in his own name, him will ye receive. So if he come in his own name, he wasn't talking about no authority. He just came in his own name. He said, you receive that man. And that's the truth. That is the truth. I want to read this. A few verses before I close. First Yohanan, 1 John chapter 2. It says, 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. Now who gave the commandment? He said, hereby we know that we know him. And we keep what? His commandments. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandment is what? And what is not in him? That's what scripture says. He that said that he abided in him ought also to walk even as he walked. We ought to walk as Messiah walked. You say you love him and keep not his commandment, you're a liar. And the truth doesn't abide in you. These whole houses say they love him and keep not his commandment. Remember the Shabbat and keep it holy, they're liars. They're full of lies. They're in perversion. And that's the truth. No, his Shabbat was the day of you come into his tabernacle and you worship him. Wasn't the day you laid around on your buttocks and ate? But you came to the tabernacle. Nothing unclean come into the city on the Shabbat. They shut the gate. Sure they did. Everything had to be right. You didn't enter into the inner courts of the tabernacle. You had to be clean. It just wasn't for anyone. Don't tell me they love him. They would tell you all these other ones are good. Don't steal, don't do all that. And they tell you that one is not good. They're full of lies. That one is just as right as this one right here. Is that one right? Don't commit adultery. Then how do you do away with that one right there? Tell me. These lying preachers. That's what they are. They're liars. That's all right, old son. They know that's a lie. It's a false thing. It's a false doctrine. That Jezebel, that whore changed all that. The Catholic Church. You can look at any calendar and show you the first day. I don't care if it's a Julian. Even those Orthodox Jews over there, they know the seventh day. First day is tomorrow. Seventh day is today. Sundown yesterday to sundown today. And they do everything on this day. That's when most of the worship is done in America. Football games. Basketball games. Soccer games. Parents are so busy, their heads are swimming on that day. They got to take this one to the dance class, that one to the soccer. Got to go get her from the dance class and run into the little peewee club. And got to get him from the football practice and run him over here. Got to get him over there and take him there. That's what it just run them ragged. That's all it does. That is the day of worship that day. You go give yourself, present yourself unto him as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reason, reserved unto him. And that's what they do on that day. They present themselves to Satan in a living way. But they go and they run, they go and they fly, they here, they there, they this and that, and this and that. They did. That's what they do on the Shabbat. And they get together in a little pagan whorehouse on their Sun morning. Preacher get in there for 15, 20 minutes. Give them a little something to make them angry. Because he went 10 minutes over. He gets afraid. He becomes afraid. That they run out of there to their eateries and fill their faces and their bellies with the swine flesh. Well, tell me that's of your way. It's a filthy thing. It's not a righteous thing. So if a man says he loves him and keeps not his commandment, he's a flat out liar. You have to keep his commandments. Messiah didn't do away with the commandments. He came to fulfill them. Show that they can be done. We can't walk in his righteous laws. We about to find out that name that he said, I've kept them in thy name. He didn't say, I've kept them in thy name because his name and the Father's name was one. Yeah. He said, I've kept them in thy name. That's just it, saints. That is so simple. I understand that. He said, I've kept them in thy, all that thou hast given unto me, I've kept them in thy name. He kept them in that name because the witness of his name was the same witness of the Father's name. Yeah. And that's the truth. That is the truth. But whosoever keepeth his law or his word, in him verily is the love of Yahweh perfected. Hereby know that we are in him. He that keepeth the word of Yahweh, the law of Yahweh, his word, his love for him is perfected. Because his laws govern you. That's what the laws do. They govern you. They keep you straight. They keep you right, saints. And that's why, that's how your love is perfected. That's why there's no love for him. Folks don't love him today. He wants to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, all of our strength. To love our neighbors as ourselves. That's the only way that his love is going to be perfected in us. Perfect love will cast out all fear. What man says, what they do, how they come against you. Look at what family say, what mama, daddy, son, daughter. Forget what they say. Your lies in the cork, in the quick mouth sin. I don't care what they say about me. Makes no difference at all. I don't care what their attitude is about me. I want to be in him. I want to be kept in that name that he kept. He kept one like Peter in. Kephar. He kept them in that name. And they were preserved in that name. Why? Because he went into the grave. And yet they were still kept in that name. I want to know that name. We better find out that name that has the power to keep us. Just the name itself. I want to find out what it is. He's not going to reveal it to everyone, saints. Whether you believe that or not, he's not going to reveal it to them all. Just those that he called out of the world. Those. That's why he said, I'm not praying for all of them. He's praying for those that you gave me. He didn't say, oh, Father, what about what you call it? No, he just prayed for them right there with him. He prayed for them. He prayed for them. And those that would believe on him through that name. Because the Son came to witness of the Father's name. And if they believe in the work that the Son did, they will know that it was of the Father. Why? Because the works that he did, they were of the Father. They were not his own works. That's the truth. So what do? We do what the Son says. He's the ambassador of the Father. That's what he is. He says he wants to be known as Father. Father Yahweh. That's his name, Father. He's our Father. May he give us strength today and peace. May he cause your heart to be encouraged. May he give us that, saints. May he give us that. We're going to need that in this hour. We truly are. We'll read one last verse here. It's in the first chapter of this book, 1 and 10, Yochanan, chapter 1, verse 17. It's what it says. I read the proper way. It's read. It's read this way. For the law was given through Moshach. That now, Yochanan chapter 1, verse 17. But this is the true way it should read. It will bring true understanding to you. Listen to this. For the law was given now, it says in that text, by? Yeah, but it was given through. Yahweh gave Moses the law. So it was given through Moshach that the truth and salvation should come through Yahshua Messiah. See, the truth of our salvation came through Messiah. He didn't break the law. Did he break the law? Even these commandments, did he break them? He didn't break one law of Yahweh. Not one. And that's why he's putting them in our hearts, saints. We don't even realize what's in that because our hearts are so... The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. It's a wicked thing. You don't even know what's in your own heart. I want to be kept in that name. I want to know the name that Messiah kept those apostles in. And they had a greater trial than the... I want to know the name that those ones of Hebrews 11, the saints of faith, I want to know the name that they trusted in. I want to know that name. They had faith that the wife received their husband from the dead and they wandered without sheepskin, without clothing, wandering, destitute, waiting on the promise. They had to have a name that kept them. And it wasn't no Lord God. It wasn't no Lord Jesus. It was Yahweh, the mighty power of Yahweh revealed unto them. Because David knew that name. He knew that that was in his temple, that was his house. His name was exalted in his house and esteemed. And we are the living tabernacle of Yahweh. And his name ought to be lifted up in this tabernacle. That's the truth. May he give us peace today. Give us strength. May he help us. May Yahweh bless you all. I feel a little tired today, but Yahweh is my strength. And I bless him. I really am physically tired.
I really am. I need a little rest. But I bless Yahweh for all things. The enemy is coming in on every side, doing all he can, but I have victory. I have the victory. I have that. And I'm not going to give in. And I'm not giving up. I have victory. That I do have. And I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait on him. I don't care what the world does, saints. I don't care what draws them. I'm going to wait on the Father. My hope is in him. That's the truth. Messiah came to make known his name. And the last hour of his prayer before Gethsemane, he prayed that prayer. Go back, saints, and read that carefully. There's much more to that. I just want to give you a thorough thumbnail of that today. I'll preach that again because there are many things that I saw yesterday as I've looked at these scriptures. As I wrote them down, and even in the text there are many things in that one chapter. But you've got to read it and go back again. In thy name, Father. We better find out what that name is. If that name was important enough to keep those apostles, we better find out what it is, saints. That we better do. That's the truth. We better find out what that name is. If they were kept in that name, we better find out what that name is for our own keeping power. That's the truth. And I lie not to you, that is the truth. We need to find out. And religion will blind you where you can't find out what the name is. May Yahweh bless you. May he keep you all. Be encouraged today, saints. Be faithful. And so let your faith be overthrown. Because they use the name Yahweh, the faith that they have overthrown. That's not what scripture says. He said to avoid vain babbling and unrighteous conversation. That's what overthrow your faith. And then because you deny the resurrection, they have overthrown the faith of some. Philetus and Hymenaeus. Because they just folks that love to talk, so they give them something to talk about. And then they say, well, the resurrection is not so, and then they overthrow the faith. His name never overthrow the faith. It enhances the faith. May Yahweh bless you. Let's stand to our feet. Bless you all, saints. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. Father, in all things, we bless you today. Bless your people. Give them great strength. Take Deacon Tim down the highway safe. And Sister Dodd, Sister Cynthia, bless them, I pray. Touch them both. And Messiah's wonderful name. Help us all here today. Touch Sister Ray and the daughters and Lord Ray. We ask all things in Messiah's name. Thank you for bringing our daughter and son-in-law and the rest of them safely down the highway. We bless you in Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Bless you all, sir. Hallelujah.